So now I've got Dervla Doyle on the phone. Hello, Dervla.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm not bad at all. Look, at you're the artist who has created the mural for the unveiling on Saturday the 12th of noon. Am I correct in stating that?
Yes, that would be correct, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me what the mural is of? What does it depict?
Well, I tried to find something that was kind of universally symbolic for everybody. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think lots of people have different ideas as to what the 1916, what that represents to them.
Yeah.
So I tried to pick something that was universal to everybody. So I've included the seven signatories.
Yep.
For the proclamation. And I've included a depiction of the GPO.
Right.
And some other symbols of the 1916 rising.
Okay. I'm looking at a printout here of a photograph of a lot of people standing behind what looks like the banner, and it's in, if I'm not mistaken, it's Coolock Library. And
yeah.
Is that you in the front?
No, I don't think so.
There's a picture of a lady with long blonde hair and glasses standing in front. But that's not you, is it?
No, that's not me.
Okay, but that is this is the actual...
My identity is a mystery.
Oh, keep it that way, Dervla. Keep it that way if you can. So I'm looking at this banner looks like the one you've just described to me. The seven signatories are on it, and it says Dublin North East Remembers 1916. Is that a depiction of it, yeah?
Yeah, but mine is for a larger in scale.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'd imagine that. Now, I'm just thinking this is some sort of a copy of it, basically, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, but it's not the same picture or anything. Do you know what I mean? That was done prior to my one.
Okay, so what medium did you use for your one?
We spoke about this at I went to some of the committee meetings and we spoke back and forth about what would work best and what material would work best for weight and stuff for putting on walls. So we just used, sheet wood, and I attached some wood to the back of it to frame it and this, and I put a primer on it beforehand and then used acrylic paints on top.
Right, okay. So you work basically in acrylics, do you? Is that the medium you work most in? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but especially for when you're painting outdoors, acrylic basically turns to plastic.
Yeah.
When it dries, so it's suitable then to put it outdoors. Not all paints you could put outside.
Yeah, you don't have to varnish it then, do you?
It's good for that. No, but I put a coat on top of it then as well to protect just from everything, from being outside and that.
Yeah. So tell me now, Saturday coming. It says outside, this is in Kilmore, Dublin 5, it says outside bus stop shop. So that's where the mural will be unveiled.
Yeah, and it's staying there then for a couple of weeks. And then after that, it's available to anyone who's interested in having it. You know, it's going to get chipped around to different places, schools. But if there's any business organization that would be interested in having it on their building, they're more than welcome to contact the Facebook page.
Yeah, so Okay, so it's outside the bus stop shop. Is it mounted on the gable of the building? Is that where it is?
It's not actually gone up yet, so I haven't seen its final location, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I have to wait and see myself where it's exactly going, but I think so, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, if it wasn't on a wall and secured, it would there's a possibility of it being stolen or something like that, isn't there, if it wasn't secured some way?
Yeah, no, it will be, hopefully. We hope so. It'll be secured.
Okay.
Nice that it won't be able to be.
Yeah. Okay, so can I just ask you, Dervla, are you a member of Dublin North East Remembers 1916 organisation?
I wouldn't have been prior to this, but after this, I would participate in some of the committee meetings and that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But primarily you're an artist, is that it?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Can tell us a little bit about some of your other work, Dervla.
When I took this on, this was genuinely one of the largest projects I've ever been asked to do.
Right. You know,
I have a full-time job as well, and art was something that I was growing over the last couple of years on the side, you know? And it's just something that was so important to me that there's no way that I would think twice about doing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's something that means so much to me that I wouldn't be able to ever turn it down. It was such an opportunity, you know?
Sure. Well, maybe, like, having your work seen by the public at large could lead to commissions, or you never know, it could open a few doors in that respect for your art, couldn't it?
Yeah, you said it exactly. And I was just so delighted. I was just, honest to God, I cannot explain how ecstatic I was when I was asked to do this project.
But apart from this mural and the nature of it, what other kind of paintings do you work in? What subjects do you work on?
I had worked in far smaller scales, like I had done murals on people's walls, you know, in their houses.
Yeah.
Not outside, but like inside, you know, for people's bedrooms or whatever. I'd done face painting for parties and things like this, events, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't paint canvases like and say, you know, the way people
not for public sale, but more for myself, would it be something I'd do as a pastime.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Things like that.
Okay. But someday maybe you'll get rid of the day job and concentrate 100% on
that'd be the aspiration.
That'd be the dream, wouldn't it?
I'll
the aspiration.
More, yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
So Saturday then, 12 noon, you'll be there and you'll say a few words. And are there any plans so far for other organisations, etc., as you mentioned earlier in the interview, to display the mural? I mean, you know, I know it's going to be in Kilmore for a few weeks. Are there plans, definite plans, for it to move from that location then to another location?
Because it'll be out of my possession at that time and onto the actual committee.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure who they've said yes and organised with, but I do know that there is definite people in the pipeline for it.
That
kind of way.
Okay, that's
great. There's been lots of inquiries, like.
Great stuff. Okay, well.
Brilliant. It's really nice.
The weather forecast for the weekend, I believe, is not so positive, but hopefully the rain may hold off for the unveiling and for large crowds to gather and appreciate it and say well done to you. So well done, Dervla.
Well, thank you so much. And anyway, we're Irish. We're all used to the rain at this stage.
Of course we are. Just bring an umbrella and wear a mac or something like that. It would be grand. Okay.
Yeah, pair of wellies would be
right,
grand.
Dervla. Okay, Dervla. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Dervla Doyle, and she was talking to me about the Dublin North East Remembers 1916 mural unveiling this coming Saturday, the 26th of March, 12 noon, outside bus stop shop, Kilmore, Dublin 5. Okay,